Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Bullying and abuse set me up, he says. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom and a case now before the United States Supreme Court. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, regarding that case, we're really praying and thanking the Lord that finally we got a counseling ban case at the high court. It's Childs versus Salazar and out of Colorado, where they're trying to ban counseling and trying to ban helping these children with their struggles of same-sex attractions. It's just, it's terrible what they're doing, but the government has no right to be in these counseling rooms, and hopefully the high court will rule in favor of that.
Yeah, and this particular illustration of David, I think, really underscores why it's necessary to strike down these counseling laws. Liberty Counsel started this kind of litigation, first of its kind in the country. We're the only organization for years and years that litigated in this area. And we started it in 2012. We've asked the Supreme Court a couple of times to take a case. We ended up winning some major cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Florida against Boca Raton, Florida, the city, and Palm Beach County, and then also in Tampa that passed these laws that banned Christian counseling, that prevented counselors and clients from getting counseling or receiving counseling to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. So we won those two cases under the First Amendment. That resulted in striking down 23 of the bans, but that left 87 remaining. So now that we have those wins of two Court of Appeals decisions, and now you have the Ninth Circuit in the Childs versus Salazar upholding the ban, there's a definite split in the courts of appeal, which now means the United States Supreme Court will resolve that split. And I believe the court will come down on the right side with the First Amendment free speech rights.
I mean, think of any other situation where you go into a counselor for help. I mean, a counselor is basically resolving conflict, whether it's conflict between two people or conflict between your own thoughts, feelings, and actions. That's what a counselor is doing, is guiding you to your goal. So where else is the government allowed to intrude in the conversation except in this LGBT agenda?
Nowhere. It's unprecedented.
Right.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anywhere, because what takes place in counseling is pure free speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the first time I argued a counseling case out in California, and the Democratic appointed judge was trying to have a question about what takes place in counseling. And in her mind, it had to be something coercive. Maybe you're
electrodes
shooting them with rubber bands, putting electrodes on
bands.
Their head,
yeah.
You know, shocking them, beating them. You got to be doing something like that. No, no. It's just they talk. Oh, they got to be. No,
are
they,
you sure?
They just talk. It's like you go into a counseling room, client talks, counselor listens, counselor talks, client listens. That's what it is.
As in any other situation where you go to a counselor.
It's nothing magical.
Yeah.
It's not like all of a sudden lightning bolts are coming out of the ceiling.
But these radical LGBT activists try to make it sound so horrible.
Oh, they
like
try to make, oh,
people are being beaten.
They're going into Frankenstein's torture chamber. They're putting electrodes to them and shocking them to make sure that they comply.
Whereas the opposite is when these children go down that LGBT agenda and with the hormones and the mutilating surgeries, but 40% of them commit suicide because they realize it's not the answer.
It's not the answer. And then it's too late because they've already messed up their bodies.
Right.
So David says he was a typical kid, but sexual abuse at a young age, followed by bullying and a defensive detachment from his father, led to gender identity inferiority, he says, and a soul-searching battle with unnatural desires. So David had been abused and violated beginning at the age of 5. He was a sensitive boy. He turned inward and he sought comfort of his mother and sisters. The boys in the schoolyard began to bully David mercilessly for being different, furthering his disconnect between his boyhood and how he perceived men. And so by his early 20s, David was experimenting with other men, but after 3 years, his heart was gripped with shame. His soul was racked with the feeling that this unnatural identity was a fake self, and that, quote, I just really wasn't who I was destined to be, he says, close quote.
So sad.
So David sought Christian change counseling, sometimes, you know, called talk therapy from a licensed provider. And thankfully, this life-saving counsel was not yet banned in his state, and the counseling brought David hope and healing. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes on to say, I began also to get a lot of the male emotional needs that I had never had, hardly one bit of growing up. And as a result of all that, my same-sex attractions automatically, spontaneously began to, through this therapy, lessen and dissipate. He goes on to say that counseling, quote, helped save my life, close quote. So that's why it's so important. And though, you know, when you look at this, Holly, and you say the government should stay out of the counseling room, if the government had been in David's counseling room, when he was there talking in private with his counselor, and he's struggling to tell them what's going on in his life, and he's telling them all the things that's happening and all the issues that he's dealing with and the detachment and so many other things and the sexual abuse, and the counselor listens, and then the counselor starts to open his or her mouth to give them some guidance. If the government just all of a sudden barged into the room and said, oh, stop, you can't do that, because that's what these laws do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, you can't do that. And David, like looking around, what's going on? And then the counselor says to David, I can't tell you the answer to the question that you want. I can't help you resolve these, because if I do, I'll lose my license. That's what's happening in 87 locations around the country, 23 states, and the rest of those are cities and counties where these local ordinances have been passed. 87 of them, 23 states, almost half of the states have these laws now. If the Supreme Court had intervened when we asked them to back in 2012, there would be none of these in existence.
But you see, the bottom line is this has become a very profitable industry. Just like the abortion industry, the bottom line is this medical community, these people are making a lot of money off of mutilating these innocent children.
They're making a lot of money. They're harming kids because now David says that counseling helped save his life. His whole life he was crippled by depression and anxiety throughout his young life, and it began to lessen and dissipate because of the counseling. He says, quote, Christian counseling brought, quote, resolution of my gender identity inferiority, and it raised my level of self-esteem, particularly as a man in my own body, close quote. But if he was not able to get that kind of counseling, if he were in California or the other 22 states, or if he were in one of the 87 local areas and he tried to get a Christian counselor, even a person who's a Christian counselor, even somebody who's experienced in this area, to give him counsel, and they said, no, I can't do it because I'll get reported to the licensing authority and I'll lose my license. He wouldn't be able to get that kind of counseling. And who knows whether David would even be alive today. Some people have taken their lives because several things have happened. One, they go through the struggle and they don't like it and they can't get help. Number two, they go through the struggle and they listen to the false ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Holly, they go down this road, they take the hormones, they get the surgery, and then they realize, I still have the same problems. In fact, they're worse because they've not been addressed.
Right.
Now they realize, look what I've done. I've mutilated my body. I can't even recognize myself. They're in a worse position. They go back to the same doctors that led them down this false ideological path.
They're sterile for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and these doctors won't help them.
No.
They don't want to talk to them because they're ideologically attached to this agenda and they're getting lots of money off of it. It's a very shameful thing. I just thank God that this case now, Childs versus Salazar, is at the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it would come earlier, but I think in the next year and a half, all these counseling laws will be overturned because they clearly violate the First Amendment. Counselors are like a GPS. You tell the counselor or the GPS where you want to go, and they help you navigate the heavy traffic of life to get there. And sometimes it takes a turn in unexpected ways, but that's what a GPS does to help you navigate the congestion of the traffic. And that's what counselors are called to do, to help you navigate the congestion of life to overcome these stressors, these anxieties, these depression episodes that you have, to give you a place where you can be comfortable with how God has created you. So continue to pray for many of these people who are going through gender confusion and are trapped in this ideology. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.